answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Why do you think they ultimately settled?
Because I think that they saw the writing on the wall. The judge had several rulings during hearings that were not in their favor. And it could have also been the makeup of the jury. I mean, remember, the jury was seated, and maybe they didn't like what they saw. And also, I think that they obviously did not want their top hosts to be coming and be media fodder for 5 or 6 weeks under oath.
That idea of day after day seeing Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or whomever traipsing onto the witness stand.
Well, exactly.
Exactly. Those are the words of former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson. Questioned by Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper, CNN. This is April 2023. Now, Carlson said that previously, Fox founder Roger Ailes had sexually harassed her to avoid that trial so that Roger Ailes did not have to go sit in front of a jury. She got a $20 million payout in 2017, a $20 million settlement to just go away after she signed a non-disclosure agreement. She cannot talk about details of the case, but it's all public. She just can't say details. That was where Fox decided we don't want our CEO sitting on the stand being questioned in front of a bunch of people. And she's saying that's probably the same thing they were looking at this time, not only with him, but Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson. So the Fox case, you take a look at that, what happened, and the reaction to it. Here's Stephanie Ruhle, MSNBC.
As for Fox's reaction, that came in this appearance from its media analyst, Howard Kurtz, who previously said that the company banned him from covering the case. Today, he read part of the company's statement during his live report.
I do have a statement from Fox News. We are pleased to have reached a settlement of our dispute with Dominion Voting Systems. We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. The settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards.
New reporting out tonight says Fox News will not have to apologize to Dominion on air. When asked if Fox would be required to issue an apology, a Dominion spokesperson said this in a statement, quote, "An apology is about accountability. And today, Dominion held Fox accountable. Fox paid a historic settlement and issued a statement acknowledging that the statements about Dominion were false."
Now, the other point inside that remark, those quotes, is Howard Kurtz of Fox News was prevented from reporting on the Fox Dominion case until it was done. That's not good. They were shutting out Howard Kurtz because it's in their backyard. That's not the way you do it. That's not the way you do it for the others. And again, no apology, no retraction, no restatement was needed. CEO Dominion Pelouas.
Over 2 years ago, a torrent of lies swept Dominion and election officials across America into an alternative universe of conspiracy theories, causing grievous harm to Dominion and the country. Lies have consequences.
Money is accountability, and we got that today from Fox. But we're not done yet.
So we don't need your stinking apology. We'll just take half of $1.6 billion, but we're not done yet. And among those text emails they were going to put up in front of the public and have on the stand, Tucker Carlson, were in one of them. He said, "I hate Trump." Well, last night, opening his program, Tucker was walking around the edges.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Sometimes you wonder just how filthy and dishonest our news media are. You'll be in the shower and you'll think, they're bad, but how bad are they? Well, here's one measure of their badness. You can try this at home. Ask yourself, is any news organization you know of so corrupt that it's willing to hurt you on behalf of its biggest advertisers?
Now, one of his biggest advertisers would be Mike Lindell, the pillow guy. He's facing his own defamation lawsuits, and I'm going to cover that later in today's program. Should be noted, by the way, that Gretchen Carlson had also claimed in the past Fox sold out to those disregarding the science of COVID, which now we know is not so much science. But the other thing she says, by this settlement, we're missing the big show everyone was lining up and trying to get tickets for.
I'm sure media coverage would have been massive, and I'm sure all media outlets would have liked to have seen that. But you know, it would have been one of the first times that those particular hosts would have to be under oath and actually telling the truth.
Do you think there will be, were you disappointed that there wasn't an apology from Fox?
At first I was, and I think I tweeted out on Monday night.
Yeah, I saw your tweet. You said, please, Dominion, do not settle with Fox. You're about to prove something very big. Why did you hope that they weren't, that Dominion wasn't going to settle?
Well, as somebody who's also had a very high-profile lawsuit against the former CEO and chairman of Fox News, Roger Ailes, as somebody who's been silenced as a result of that, with being able to tell all the facts of what actually happened to me, you know, I was vicariously living through Dominion and hoping that they would be able to get to the truth.
You know what? I kind of regret we don't get to see the whole thing play out as well. But when she says, I've been silenced, that's because you accepted the $20 million of the NDA. You agreed to be silenced, Gretchen. Just pointing that out. Also coming up, MSNBC Joy Reid. She might make you paranoid while claiming you make folks paranoid. You got to follow this line of reasoning. Still to come. And then, what Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene said, that have everyone sitting and listening go, oh, she didn't say that. She did say that. What are we going to do about it? You don't want to miss any of this program. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There's this running theme in America today, where so many people walking around or behind those neighborhood doors are so heavily armed and paranoid. And more of these people feel increasingly empowered to shoot people based off this constant fear that danger is lurking everywhere. I wonder where that paranoia seems to be coming from. Thinking.
High crime.
America's crime crisis.
Crime is a disease.
We need crime control.
Shootings, murder, assault, anarchy in the streets of our entire country almost. Violent offenders, they are roaming the streets.
The point is disarming you so you can't defend yourself against their plans for you.
The issue is not too many guns. The issue is too many thugs, hoodlums, and savage criminals on our street.
Well, of course, Joy Reid set that up perfectly, that it's uncommon or not normally uncommon for people to knock on your door, and then what do? You open up fire. It's, she's referring to recent cases, which are certainly deserve close examination. And at first glance, many of them appear to be unjustified shootings. I'll say that, even though I don't have all the facts. I'm saying at first glance. I'll break it down for you in a moment, but there's still been another one that has happened. But the thing she's trying to point out, and using those clips of Fox News talking about different things and former President Trump talking about the thugs in the streets and everything, as she points out, that Americans are becoming paranoid.
It's actually not uncommon to knock on someone's door. At least it shouldn't be. Plenty of folks knock on doors. The Girl Scouts used to do it during cookie fundraising season. Sometimes little kids selling candy bars, census workers, salespeople. And especially in election years, those essential election canvassers. Maybe a community member running for office. That part of American life, it seems dead these days, doesn't it? I mean, who would feel comfortable doing any of that with the tragedies that we so often hear about? A 16-year-old boy shot for going to the wrong house to pick up his younger brothers. A 20-year-old woman shot dead after her boyfriend pulled into the driveway of a home they mistakenly believed belonged to a friend. And now, two Texas cheerleaders shot, one critically, after one of them mistakenly got into the wrong car in a grocery store parking lot. This is at least the third time in a week that a young American was met with gunfire for making an apparent mistake.
Yeah, and again, in those cases, there does not seem to be justification for the shooting. We had the case the other day where an 80-year-old man, as she was referring to, a young man was trying to pick up his brothers. He went to the wrong house, and he's knocking on the door, apparently doing nothing more than knocking. He's black. The owner of the house, 80-year-old white man, starts shooting. Don't know if he's shooting through the door, opens it, the screen. It's not clear, but I didn't get in all those details. But just because the kid's knocking on the door, he's so paranoid that he thinks the kid's going to come in and rob him? Now, before we jump too far into these conclusions, there are many cases where scams are set up like that, then people rush the door. But in this case, there's no evidence of that. But had he seen those stories and it was first thing that came to mind. If you own a gun, let me tell you this. If you own a gun, you must be responsible with it. Just because someone knocks on your door, you don't shoot till you have good reason to. And that is, they're actually coming inside your door and coming after you. This kid was still outside at all times. And there's another case here. She mentioned the cheerleaders that were trying to get in the wrong car. They came back. They had all parked their cars in a lot and rode in one car to an event. They drive back to the lot, and one of the girls gets ready to get in a car. Well, it's not her car. How many times have you done that? But in this case, there's a guy sitting in the chair. And I think these teenagers, the cheerleaders, were all white, and I think the shooter was white. I haven't even heard anything that would say otherwise. And I almost will guarantee you that if they had been black and the shooter was white, we would have heard that. But what we do know is that how many times have you gone to a car by mistake? Oh, my God, I did it the other day. I walked out, kind of had my mind on something, checking the phone. There's my car. I go, and the fob's not working. What's that? I'm trying to. I was at the wrong car. She was at the wrong car. The man in the driver's seat thought she was trying to break in or trying to open his door. Well, so what if she opened her door? Now, unless she's breaking the glass, he should have just rolled down the window and said, you got the wrong car, or what are you trying to, something. He ends up shooting her. She is, at last report, recovering from surgery, thank God. But then we got still another case. This is one of those, again, where you think, why? Why? And I'm not going to buy Joy. And let me take it this way. I'm not going to completely buy her argument about America becoming paranoid. But the issue is, we do know we have more thugs running the streets. We have more illegals in the country. We don't know what their intent is. And just because they walk up and kind of smile, you don't know what they're going to do next if you don't know them. But you do not just start shooting. In this case, let me read the story to you. It's presented by CNN. Happened in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, near there. A basketball rose into his yard. A basketball. And he pulls out his gun and shoots a six-year-old kid coming into the yard to get the basketball. Now, did he see the basketball? I don't know. But a six-year-old kid wandering in your yard, are you? That is not good, responsible gun ownership. But my concern is the damage to the kid. And that last report here, the kid is seriously wounded and has a good chance to survive. The shooter, 6'2", 220 pounds, and he's worried about a six-year-old boy running into his backyard. Folks, I will say this, for all of the criticism I give Joy Reid, this paranoia issue does need to be dealt with at all levels by all sides. And it starts by us turning down the temperature. But of course, that's why she was playing Who's to Blame and playing all these clips from Fox News and Trump as if they're the ones inciting it. The ones that are inciting it are the actual criminals. And added to the incitement is when they're brought in for justice, they're just simply let back into the community. And yes, a lot of people are frightened. Women are being warned now, in particular women. Guys, if you carry a backpack or a briefcase, the same thing applies to you. If you're stopping and you're filling up your car with gasoline, maybe you're putting ethanol, whatever you want in it. But if your door is not locked, they're kind of sliding up to the side, sneaking up and opening your passenger door and grabbing the purse or whatever it is, and off they go. And in some cases, if you've got the key of the ignition while you're filling up the car and you're standing back there, they may just jump in the driver's seat and start driving away. In fact, that tried to happen a while back, and I love the video that circulated virally. The guy that they were attacking took the gasoline hose and started spraying them and their vehicle down. Now, that I like. Of course, could have all blown up, killed all of them. But this case of it was a six-year-old girl. You know what, the more I look at the story, the way it was written, it gave that impression. Let me correct this, because I don't like giving incorrect facts, and sometimes I'm looking at things just as I see them pop up. This story did happen for a while. They're looking for the man that did the shooting. It does say he wounded the six-year-old neighbor and her dad. That's what it was, and the dad, because the dad was also trying to help her get the basketball. The problem is, as we will say over and over again, it is not the gun. It's who's doing it. And we heard Reid talk about the paranoia. Did we do the second cut, Clinton? I've lost track. We did. So, but then on this other one, she says, but if you're looking to blame anybody, then you look at the Fox, NRA, the right wing.
What we are seeing is the outgrowth of Fox and other right-wing media's constant message that people who don't look like you or worship like you are out to get you. And when you combine that with a country that has more guns in civilian hands than any other on earth, and NRA-backed laws that encourage people to use them, well, no wonder we can't even ring someone's doorbell anymore.
There is no connection between what she just said. No wonder we can't ring someone's door. That has nothing to do with what she's saying, but she wants to make that linkage. And yes, we have more guns. So again, I remind you, if guns were the issue, we would know it. We'd have people dropping dead on every street on a daily, hourly, minute basis in every city and town, and every minute. I don't mean just here and there. I mean constantly. That was a big fear originally in Texas when they came up with right to carry in Texas. This followed a truck crashing into a Luby's cafeteria. a man getting out and opening fire at anybody in the restaurant, and nobody in there had a weapon. And one of the survivors who lost her parents got her mother out, and she realized her dad wasn't there, so she went back for her dad, and the daughter of them, she ends up getting out, both parents killed. She becomes a state legislator, and she pushes for that. So we need protection. And everybody thought, oh, my God, they're going to be a Wild West shootout in Texas every day. Nope. And I'm not saying it won't happen, but has any NRA member been charged with some of these crimes or even accused of shooting, especially an unjustified shooting? Has any NRA member been charged? Not to my knowledge. I'm not saying it won't happen. Just like saying I'm not ever going to say that every cop's going to make the right decision. But, of course, in some cases, they're making a split second. But here's where Reed tries to try guns and race together.
You have a good percentage of the country who own the preponderance of the weapons and the firearms and who are mainlining things like Fox News that are constantly saying Black Lives Matter is terroristic. Black people are coming to get you. It's all crime. It's all crime. And, you know, what's frightening about that is that the NRA has pushed these laws like Stand Your Ground that I think have convinced people. There have always been, you know, racist people, horrible people, but now they think they could get away with shooting people because of those laws.
No, they do. They do not. And if you would check your facts, you see a large majority of minority communities are saying we want guns too to protect ourselves. They need protection. And they're not protecting against the other race, they're protecting against the thugs in their neighborhood. Coming up, what if you spent a lot of money to put a big rocket in space and poof? Not good. It's hard to find a car you like, but here's an easier way. AckermanToyota.com. In a flash, you're going to see new and pre-owned. You can quickly select which model you want, price, colors, options, get details on financing, lifetime oil changes, lifetime engine warranty. Just click AckermanToyota.com. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. Take a good look at your lawn. You're probably going to find some issues. That's when you contact Allen Outdoor Solutions. They have a solution for everything. Steve and his team are experts in irrigation, landscaping, outdoor lighting, lawn care, for home or business. Visit the Allen Outdoor Solutions website. You'll be amazed at the beauty and quality of work. Get a free quote, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call 314-647-4800, 647-4800. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
If you want to hang out, you've got to take her out. Cocaine.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So earlier, you heard from Tucker Carlson's program of last night where he was saying, I wonder how many news media would sell out and be so corrupt that they would lie to the American public on behalf of some of their biggest advertisers and supporters. Which leads us to Mike Lindell, the pillow guy that often was on Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and always promoting Trump and his product at the same time. Mike Lindell has his own defamation lawsuits. In fact, he threatened Dominion. He said, I dare you to sue me. I've got every fact correct. Well, not so fast. But before I get into details of that, let's go into another part of something that Tucker raised in his conversation. He did not get into the Dominion Fox lawsuit in detail, but he was talking about, what would you think of a media company, news organization, that was always telling you things that, for instance, he even used Mike Lindell's thing that if you don't buy this pillow, you won't get to eat, or you can't go to a restaurant, basically. You can't go to a restaurant. If you don't get this pillow, your kids can't go to school. He said, well, what would you think about that? Well, the veiled reference is what was happening with state-controlled media and big tech referenced COVID and Dr. Fake and company. And if you dared question them, you were questioning science. How dare you question science? And you couldn't discuss ivermectin. That was conspiracy theory. And you couldn't discuss that this is what I went through. No. You didn't go through it. It's my story. Nope, didn't happen. And at that time, the leftist media was giving protection cover for Dr. Fake and the others. And now where are we now? Now they're acknowledging, ivermectin did work in some cases, and yes, the mask wouldn't work. The jab they said would work, that didn't work. The booster didn't work. People still get COVID. So when Tucker makes the allegation, or rather the alliteration to another company that you might have on your network that you're going to, if you don't buy this product, you cannot send your child to school. Well, that's obviously wrong, isn't it? Just like if you don't follow our instructions about COVID, then you're a conspiracy theorist. So I mentioned Mike Lindell has his own defamation lawsuits, probably one yet to come from Dominion. But right now he's been ordered by a judge to shell out $5 million to one guy. See, Mike Lindell said, I will give $5 million to any cybersecurity expert who could disprove my data concerning the 2020 election. And he said, I know this will get a lot of folks coming in, and I'll get folks paying attention to me now. He said, this will end up in court. He slammed the media and professed the need to get rid of electronic voting machines. So he announced a Prove Mike Wrong challenge. You prove my data is wrong, and you'll get $5 million. Well, somebody did. Somebody took on the challenge, and he wasn't paid. He's a software development expert, didn't get paid, so now, after the suit, the judge ruling, pay the man. But here's where there might be another issue for Mike Lindell. He recently told his right-wing podcaster, former Trump administration official Steve Bannon, his company's taken out nearly $10 million in loans as he battles defamation lawsuits against his election claims. And there will be more lawsuits, no doubt, coming. And they may want to look for a settlement, but it's still going to test him and test his bank account, or better yet, drain the bank account. So then there's what happened in Congress. When Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia congresswoman, listening to Eric Swalwell make some remarks, and then she had this response.
That was quite entertaining from someone that had a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy, and everyone knows it. But
I move to take her words down. Completely inappropriate.
Yeah, stand by just a second while we research the rule. Give me just a second.
Well, it ended up being more than a second they researched the rule. That was Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia calling out California Congressman Eric Swalwell for having that sexual relationship with a Chinese spy. And everybody, no, that's a personal affront to a member of Congress. But it's a fact. It's an F-A-C-T-E-E-E. Is that the way you spell fact? I guess I'm wrong. But she was right. What had happened, Swalwell had been speaking to the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, who really should not even have that title, and he's talking about how, you know, you're really doing the best job you can under the how you're being controlled, and he's not talking about by the Biden administration, but how, you know, you're doing the job you're protecting our country, and yet we've got Republicans that don't want to fund police anymore. They want to defund. That's a lie. They do not. They did not want to vote for some of the funding programs that the Democrats put forward because it had a bunch of pork stuffed into it. So when he finished and floated conspiracy theories about how a Breitbart news story on the existence of a classified report detailing different things, well, he didn't even get into that at that point. But as he was talking to Mayorkas and making him look so pristine and good, that's where Marjorie Taylor Greene said, that was very entertaining for someone who's had a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy, and everybody knows it. Oh, my God, what did she say? So let's pick it up after, and they said just a second, and it ended up being about 30 seconds later.
The committee will suspend, and the gentleman will state the words that he wishes taken down.
Everything that the gentlelady from Georgia has said.
No, you need to be more specific.
The accusations of an affair with a Chinese spy, those are engaging in personalities, and those words should be taken down, and the gentlelady should not be able to speak anymore in this hearing.
The latter part of that is not an appropriate motion, but we will evaluate the striking of those words. The chair recognizes the gentlelady from Georgia and asks if she would like to retract those words.
No, I will not.
Okay, the chair rules that those words that were spoken are not going to be stricken from the record.
Boom! Gavel down. They're not going to be stricken. And she's not taking her words back. But in the midst of that also, you had one who was upset with the chairman's decision, Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who is on the committee, claiming, I'm appalled, and I need to appeal the chair's ruling. But again, they ended up eventually ratifying the motion to keep the statements in there. She called out, and that I like it, the fact that the chairman said to the one that was upset with it, state exactly what she said that you don't like. And he kind of bounced around the edge of it, didn't he? Can you replay the very beginning of that, Clinton, the Green, exactly what she said? Because he did not want to say the words just as she did, because she just threw them right in his face. And this other congressman, I don't want to repeat that.
That was quite entertaining from someone that had a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy, and everyone knows it.
He didn't want to say that. Sexual relationship with a spy, and everybody knows it. So goes your Congress. But I do love it, don't you, when they say we want to strike down what the gentlewoman from Georgia said. Now, will the gentleman explain exactly, specifically, what she said he wants stricken? Well, everything she said. Right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
When you have to wait on something you really want, it's tough, but it's worth it. I'm talking about the opening date for Napoli C. Now, May 22. Opening day, May 22. Napoli C will open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. Napoli C will have some of the finest seafood, lobster, caviar. And, of course, keep in mind, you can always find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, Streets of St. Charles, and now Napoli C, May 22.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I can't let this hour go by or the show today without reminding you that we do have, from the GOP leadership, unveiling a spending limit for our government. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Republican leadership unveiling the Limit, Save, Grow Act of 2023. It aims to raise the debt ceiling, but at the same time tackling America's national deficit. It would raise the debt limit by $1.5 billion, and I haven't seen enough of it to know how much of that I buy into. But it would try or be aimed to cut federal spending by $130 billion. The next year, that $1.5 trillion raise the limit, but still cut $130 billion. There's going to be a lot of talk going back and forth on that. This next issue is not so vague, not in my mind. Actress Broadway star Patti LuPone saying the other day that I don't know what the difference is between Christian rights and another group. And in fact, here's what she said. She's complaining because DeSantis and fighting against LGBTQ. Well, he's fighting against putting in front of our children. That's what he's fighting at. She said, I know I'm going to get in trouble, but I don't know what the difference is between our Christian right and the Taliban is. I have no idea what the difference is. Lady, you've been under the spotlights way too long. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.